come home with a victory, 68-62, thanks to a strong second half. We're joined by the head coach, Arlene Stallings, and another strong second half for the team. Coach, what is it about the second half that has gotten the team going the last few times out?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with our level of conditioning. One of the things that we talk about all the time is just keep coming at people, and things will open up, especially deeper into the second half. We really believe in that, and it's our philosophy, and it's held true here at the beginning of the season.
Coach, in the first half, having to deal with some adversity, I would have to say, with Rachel Bannum taking the bench after less than 3 minutes of play, Amanda Zowie joining her shortly thereafter, so you get a chance to play some youngsters.
Well, we did, and you said the key word, adversity. We certainly had to work through some adversity there, and what a great job by our freshman point guard, Tori, to come in and just be solid for us during that time, offensively and defensively. Some other kids came in. Joanna Hestrom was strong for us during that spell, but certainly some of our key performers went down there in the first half, but what a great job from our bench to come in and keep us right there at the half, only down two.
Rachel Bannum in the second half takes over, quite honestly, plays the point guard position, is able to score, and takes control of the game, I thought.
Oh, without question. We were chomping at the bit to get her back in there, and because we were able to hang so tightly in the first half, we were able to leave her out. We were debating that, but she took over in the second half, which we fully expected her to. You know, she was well rested, and we called a lot of stuff for her so that she could get those shots off.
So the shooting percentage goes up dramatically in the second half, both from the field, from 3-point range, and even, dare I say it, from the free throw line.
Absolutely. You know, free throw line obviously is an area that we're typically pretty strong with, but a little bit off today. We'll get right back in the gym and rectify that problem very quickly. That's an area that we certainly want to be much higher percentage in terms of percentage, but a great job of our young ladies actually getting there. Our goal every game is to get there over 20 times. We're there 27 shots today, and we need to knock them down, obviously, at a higher level.
You know what, Coach, the one statistic that is alarming to me and surprising to me is the rebounding category. They get out-rebounded by this Memphis team.
Well, I'll tell you what, we knew it was going to be key coming in because of their quickness. I thought we were a little delayed reacting when they were getting second, third shots, and we kept telling them in timeouts. The only reason they're hanging around, in particular early in the second half, was because of their second, third shots. Obviously, the first half, they had 11-0 boards. So most of their scoring was coming off of second, third attempts. We thought we were doing a much better job defensively of forcing up rush shots and the shots that we wanted them to take, but we were just not getting those long rebounds.
If you are taking this game and moving forward to the next game, what are the jewels that you come out of this game with? What did this team prove to you today?
Well, what I'm most proud about is our defense. You know, Memphis is a quality team, a very well-coached team, very athletic team. And we wanted today to be a more solid defensive team. And I thought we accomplished that, holding probably the best team we've played to date in the 60s. And that was a goal of ours coming into the game. Now, offensively, obviously, we weren't as high as we wanted to be, but a lot of that had to do with the first half and us having young ladies in foul trouble.
Coach, you're going to play 5 games in about the next 7 days. So when you talk about conditioning, it's going to be vital importance in the days coming up?
Oh, without question, going against some top caliber competition, and we're going to do what we do, and we feel like we're prepared for these moments.
Coach, thanks a lot. Congratulations on the victory. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Go Gophers.
That's it.